Along the upper rim of a high bank formed by a ring of massive broken boulders, we came above a crowd more cruelly pent. And here, because of the outrageous stench thrown up in excess by that deep abyss, we drew back till we were behind the lid of a great tomb, on which I made out this inscribed: I hold Pope Anastasius, enticed to leave the true path by Photinus. It will be better to delay descent, so that our senses may grow somewhat used to this foul stench, and then we can ignore it. So said my master, and I answered him, do find some compensation, lest this time be lost. And he, you see, I've thought of that. My son, within this ring of broken rock, he then began, there are three smaller circles, like those that you are leaving, they range down. Those circles are all full of cursed spirits, so that your seeing of them may suffice. Learn now the how and why of their confinement. Of every malice that earns hate in heaven, injustice is the end, and each such end by force or fraud brings harm to other men. However, fraud is man's peculiar vice. God finds it more displeasing, and therefore the fraudulent are lower, suffering more. The violent take all of the first circle, but since one uses force against three persons, that circle's built of three divided rings. To God and to oneself and to one's neighbor, I mean to them or what is theirs, one can do violence, as you shall now hear clearly. Violent death and painful wounds may be inflicted on one's neighbor. His possessions may suffer ruin, fire, and extortion. Thus murderers and those who strike in malice, as well as plunderers and robbers, these in separated ranks, the first ring racks. A man can set violent hands against himself or his belongings, so within the second ring repents, though uselessly, whoever would deny himself your world, gambling away, wasting his patrimony, and weeping where he should instead be happy. One can be violent against the Godhead, one's heart denying and blaspheming him and scorning nature and the good in her. So with its sign, the smallest ring has sealed both Sodom and Cahors and all of those who speak in passionate contempt of God. Now fraud that eats away at every conscience is practiced by a man against another who trusts in him, or one who has no trust. This latter way seems only to cut off the bond of love that nature forges. Thus, nestled within the second circle are hypocrisy and flattery, sorcerers and falsifiers, simony and theft, the barators and panders and like trash. But in the former way of fraud, not only the love that nature forges is forgotten, but added love that builds a special trust. Thus, in the tightest circle, where there is the universe's center, seat of dis, all traitors are consumed eternally. Master, your reasoning is clear indeed, I said. It is made plain for me the nature of this pit and the population in it. But tell me, those the dense marsh holds, or those driven before the wind, or those on whom rain falls, or those who clash with such harsh tongues, why are they not all punished in the city of flaming red, if God is angry with them? And if he's not, why then are they tormented? And he to me, why does your reason wander so far from its accustomed course, he said? Or of what other things are you now thinking? Have you forgotten, then, the words with which your ethics treats of those three dispositions that strike at heaven's will, incontinence and malice and mad bestiality, and how the fault that is the least condemned and least offends God is incontinence? If you consider carefully this judgment and call to mind the souls of upper hell who bear their penalties outside this city, you'll see why they have been set off from these unrighteous ones, and why, when heaven's vengeance hammers at them, it carries lesser anger. O sun that heals all sight that is perplexed, when I ask you, your answer so contents that doubting pleases me as much as knowing. Go back a little to that point, I said, where you told me that usury offends divine goodness. Unravel now that knot. Philosophy, for one who understands, points out, and not in just one place, he said, how nature follows as she takes her course, the divine intellect and divine art. And if you read your physics carefully, not many pages from the start, you'll see that when it can, your art would follow nature, just as a pupil imitates his master, so that your art is almost God's grandchild. From these two, art and nature, it is fitting, if you recall how Genesis begins, for men to make their way, to gain their living. And since the usurer prefers another pathway, he scorns both nature in herself and art her follower. His hope is elsewhere. But follow me, for it is time to move. The fishes glitter now on the horizon, and all the wane is spread out over Caris. Only beyond can one climb down the cliff.